Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's breaking news out of Oakland.
Andrea Boykowitz, Assistant Director of the Oakland Planning and Development Corporation, or OPDC, is with us. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So a lot of people around the area have heard, if they don't know the details of what's going on in Oakland with a proposed zoning change and a development. Can you give us the thumbnail or the elevator pitch on what's happening?
Yeah. So a lot of us are very concerned because the mayor's office, breaking with a lot of precedent, has sent a piece of zoning legislation to council for consideration and taken a lot of us by surprise. Big 17-acre portion of Central and South Oakland that Walnut Capital would like to rezone in order to be able to build pretty much whatever they want. And this isn't how zoning is done. So this is really it sets a really concerning precedent, not just for Oakland, but for the rest of the city as well.
And a lot of people say the mayor wants to get this through before he leaves office. I think there's going to be six different apartment buildings built on that 17-acre site, a multi-use area, a grocery store, and things like that. But you had a different idea and a different plan, and you were working on your plan as well. So did this one take you by surprise? And how close is it to your idea?
So it isn't necessarily about our idea. It isn't about OPDC. It's the city's own planning process that is being undercut by this proposal. So the Oakland plan is something that has been driven by the Department of City Planning for the last 2 years. It's not yet finished, and we are really hoping for that plan to be finished before there can be, you know, plans for new buildings in Central Oakland. So the issue is mostly about the process. It's not specifically about the content. And also what it is that Walnut has proposed to build, it's separate from the zoning legislation that they're asking for. The zoning legislation would let them do anything at all. And the proposal that they have to build the buildings, that's a separate thing.
So where does it stand as of today?
So as of today, there is a bill sitting on council's desk, and council has to decide whether or not they're going to send it to the Planning Commission, which is different from the Department of City Planning. If they send it to the Planning Commission, there's a 90-day review process up or down, and then City Council has to vote on it. And I believe that it is the mayor's intent that this come back through City Council before the end of the year.
And I know that this is about the process, and you're not happy with the way the process was sort of usurped. But is your plan going to be available or up for consideration as well anytime soon?
Oh, sure. And it's an ongoing process, meaning there's still plenty of time for pretty much anyone to weigh in. So the Department of City Planning has been running this process, for the last 2 years, and their expectation is that there's going to be a final draft ready by the springtime for City Council to review after the Planning Commission has given its okay.
Well, we appreciate the update. We're going to continue to follow the story, Andrea. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Andrea Boykowitz, Assistant Director of the Oakland Planning and Development Corporation.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.